Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Alvise Casellati, I'm the conductor and founder and music director of Opera Italiana is in the air.
Yes, Opera Italiana is in the air, is coming to DC for a special event called Opera for Your Soul, a Serenade at Sunset. It's going to be this Saturday, June 1st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So right at sunset in a very special location right there at the Reflecting Pool, right on the Lincoln Memorial there. Iconic spot. So yeah, let's start there. Why is doing it at the Lincoln Memorial going to be such an amazing experience? I mean, the views, you can't beat the looking around and seeing these iconic monuments and stuff while listening to this great music. But yeah, why is it the perfect spot to do this?
Because we're bringing beauty around beauty. So the idea, my idea was to bring this this wealth, this the opera, Italian opera, to everybody. You know, today opera is perceived not to be pop music, but the music for the elite. And with this project, not only we want to prove that opera is popular music, as it used to be for 500 years. I mean, yeah. Except in the last 20 to 30 years, there is this misconception. The Lincoln Memorial, why? Because we started doing it the Day of Peace, and Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, you know, all these iconic figures in American history that are represented in Washington, D.C., and Lincoln, it's a symbol of freedom and dignity of the people. And I could not think about a most appropriate place to do that.
Yeah, are you, so you're the maestro, you're going to be conducting this, correct?
Correct, correct.
So are you going to get a little goosebumps as you stand? Your feet will be standing pretty much the exact spot where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. So you'll look down and your feet will be standing there. And then if you turn and look over your shoulders, you're going to have this giant statue of Abraham Lincoln staring over you. Is that going to move you personally as well?
It is very moving. It is very moving. You know, music is speaks a universal language, and you know, every musician around the world reads music the same way. So, and music also, because of the emotion that creates inside of us, build bridges between nations, beyond borders, and beyond the regardless of nationality and sex. And so the idea is really to embrace everyone there, and to do it in a place that is so full of history and memory is really the place. It's really the place to do it.
Awesome. Well, we've sort of painted a great picture of sort of the atmosphere and the setting, but let's do a deep dive into the actual music, because that's what we're here for. So tell me some of the famous composers, some of the great pieces that we're going to hear featured in this set.
Well, first of all, I want to convey the message that this is a free concert where everybody is welcome to come without a ticket. To communicate the beauty of opera, we don't want money to be an issue, and we want everybody to enjoy an experience that is as close as to the high level experience they would get into theaters. In fact, the orchestra, first of all, is composed of members of Washington National Opera. The singers are international stars, along with the young generations that is up and coming. Anthony D. Anderson is an amazing baritone, very young. And so we put the young people with the very established one, but the young people will see that this is their thing. Opera, this year we celebrate also the 100 years of Puccini, and June 1st is the concert. And around this period is also the Italian Republic Party. So it's a big Italian celebration. Puccini is the composer, one of the most famous and performed composer around the world. His operas are the most performed, along with those of Verdi and Rossini. So we will have mainly Puccini, you know, the famous aria Vincerò, that I will win, that Pavarotti used to sing, that is, if people listen to it, they've already heard this. So okay. It's an opportunity. It's really an opportunity to fall in love with opera, to have such a treat in a sunset, in a backdrop that is rare to find in the world, like Lincoln Memorial.
And which Verdi pieces are you going to sing?
We will sing the Inno delle Nazioni, the Hymn of Nations that Verdi composed for tenor and orchestra, and he did it where he melts the national anthem of various countries like France, the UK, the US, Italy, to prove that music has one language. So, and he uses the national anthems of various countries. You will hear the US one as well. You will hear the Italian, the French, and this is a message that we are not separated by borders.
That's great. And I just want to clarify what you said. So it's going to be members of the Washington National Opera performing and along with the local DC native singer, Anthony D. Anderson. But then in addition to sort of the local folks, they're going to have you flying in to do the conducting, a world renowned maestro. You're going to have some stars, international stars as well.
Yes. First of all, Eva Plonka, who is an American singer, but she is also been singing Turandot at Washington National Opera up until May 25th. Okay. So whoever missed that performance can see her live singing many arias, many famous arias. Antonio Poli is flying from Italy. He will be performing in New York for the Verdi Festival, and then come down to DC for our performance. And then Anthony D. Anderson is a local. He has an amazing story that I invite everybody to listen to connect to our website and see what an amazing background this guy is, basically. And how many people gave him an opportunity to study for free, and he has now the possibility to sing among stars. So we wanted to create that opportunity. And we want the young people to sing, and everybody to realize that this is something that you don't need to have a degree to understand. When you hear the amazing voice with the technique of opera, the power of this voice, and this voice with the opera training, how large the voice is and how amazing and the music is, everyone will become an opera lover. I have so many testimonies and people who came after saying, I never listened to opera in my life, now I became an opera fan. It's amazing how important it is to do that, to bring this with the people. There are people who will be walking into Lincoln Memorials, coming to our concert, who are invited, who know about the concert, or other people who don't know about the concert, who will listen to the music and stay there, decide to stay there. We see so many magical things happen every year. We just look forward to one more here. And it's so important in a time where there is so much going on, so much evil going on in the world, that we disseminate beauty and love and realize that is the dominating feeling in the world and not anything else.
Well said. Well, I have more than enough to work with, but I guess just final seconds before we go, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, where did you grow up? How did you get bit by the opera bug?
Well, my family is a big tradition in music from my father's side. My great-grandfather received a composer's, it was honored by Rossini himself as a composer. My grandfather was a friend with musicians like Wagner and like Wolf Ferrari, with many star classical musicians. And my family has been around classical music for a long time. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting them except when I was very young and I saw only three pianos in the countryside. pianos all over the places. So I started playing the piano, like really, like the word, the English word to play, to enjoy myself, just touching these instruments. And I ended up studying violin in conservatory, but I also studied law school. So nobody's perfect, I know. I became a lawyer, I became a New York lawyer.
Yeah.
So I practiced as a New York lawyer until I realized how much more important inside of me it was to pursue music and to disseminate this amazing world. I remember when I was in high school with my friends and I was thinking how much they were missing by not studying music, by not even knowing what these great masters of the past and of the present, because there are many composers in the present who don't get the possibility to be performed. So we're doing all of that. And I decided that my first mission was not so much to writing legal memos, but to give the possibility to people to know this wealth that was actually Italian opera singing was a few months ago entered the list of intangible world heritage by UNESCO. So one more reason, one more incentive to our mission to be in the open air and to get the honor to be hosted at Lincoln Memorial is really something that I look forward to disseminate love and peace and beauty. And on top of that, opera is not only pure entertainment, but for people who know opera, there is a text to what singers are singing. And this text in the last 500 years has been used to promote the highest values that our society stands for. So it is a very high cultural experience if somebody wants to dig into it. And at the lowest level is an amazing entertainment experience. So that's why it's for everyone. That's why it's pop music.
Awesome. Well said. Yes, it began as popular music and it can still be popular music. Everyone come out, wander down to the Lincoln Memorial. You know, you don't need a ticket or anything. You could just be walking around the National Mall and pop on over and enjoy a great free
outdoor
concert.
Take your own chair.
Yeah, bro. Bring your own chair.
With a bike, take your own chair, take food, take whatever. You can come and go. It's a very casual experience from 6:30 from 6 o'clock, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Lincoln Memorial, Saturday, June 1st.
This Saturday, everybody. Well, thank you so much for doing this. We're glad, you know, you went the music route and didn't just stay a lawyer. You know, come hear you make your closing argument with your baton. Hey, thank you
exactly.
So much.
Exactly. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you all there.